Yes, it is Sunday, the 10th of February, 2013. So Sir Mark has headed upstairs a little bit early tonight to have a look at the Grammy. So Boy Neil stuck around here downstairs.
He's hard at work. He's got to get down all the information to report on next week.
Yes, that's what he's doing.
Get up on all the hairstyles so he can have the proper hair, wigs and all ready for the shop. After the Grammys and all, I'm sure.
Oh, wow. So we were talking about the WBC, Westboro Baptist Church. People are in the chat room are saying, Kaylin is saying, it's a cult of lawyers out to make money. Mm-hmm. I asked the question, should the government step in like they did at Waco? Although there's no imminent danger of anybody being killed or killing themselves. So
but in a way, the government has had to step in. What they've done is the opposite. When they, through intelligence, find out that the Westboro Baptist Church is considering protesting at funerals or something, such as that the grade school they were going to protest.
Well, you know what was the grade school.
All of the military or the not the military
the or
the fire department's firemen
and the freaking bikers
and the bikers, the Harley dudes, all lined up and blocked them from entrance, so they couldn't come in and protest. Because how sad is that? Little kids were shot in a school, and they're going to say, we're going to protest it. Because they were shot because America accepts gays.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. God is turning their back on godless people.
Right.
Because they said that because they took prayers out of the schools there, or the public schools. It's like, you're fucking kidding me. Where's the separation of church and state?
You really,
that's part of the goddamn Constitution.
If that's what your God is, do you really want to worship him? If he's that mean and terrible?
Well, you know what? If you've read the Bible, which half these fuckers probably haven't.
They don't. That's the problem.
Ew, he's very vengeful. Abraham, go kill your first kid.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Wow. Oh, okay.
Anyway, if you did see, I posted an article. Yep. I thought it was Facebook, and actually I didn't read it through there.
Kansas City Star.
Kansas City Star.
All right, I'm going to read through this real quick because, we were getting close. Yeah. Wow, they look like hippies.
Well, that's because part of being a strict Baptist is they have to keep their head covered at all times. They're women.
I kind of meant the rest of them, but two granddaughters of Westboro Baptist Church firebrand Fred Phelps have split with the Topeka-based congregation, indicating their views have evolved and they now regret the pain they have caused others. One of them, 27-year-old Megan Phelps Roper, has been a highly visible member of the church who spoke to media outlets and spread its message via Twitter. She and a younger sister, Grace Phelps Roper, in November left the congregation known for an anti-gay stance and for Pickering funerals of fallen soldiers and others. "We ripped the Band-Aid off," Megan wrote in a text Wednesday to the Star. I don't quite understand that. A statement signed by both sisters and posted on social media Wednesday said that the two were trying to figure out their future.
That means it's already a scab developed in the church. Mm. It was starting to heal, and they ripped this, ripped the scab off, sir.
"We know that we've done and said things that hurt people," the statement said. "Inflicting pain on others wasn't the goal, but it is one of the outcomes. We wish it weren't so and regret that hurt." Steve Drain, a spokesman for the church, said in an interview Wednesday that the sisters have rejected the Lord. "We can't control whether or not somebody decides when they grow up that they don't want to be here," Drain said. "Those two girls were kind of straddling the idea that they wanted to be of the world, but that they would also miss their family, the only thing they ever knew. If they continue with the position that they have, these two girls, they're going to hell."
They're going to hell, yeah.
Nice.
And you're the one who can determine that.
Of course. Okay. Megan and Grace are among 11 children of Brent and Shirley Roper, who is the daughter of Westboro pastor Fred Phelps. Libby Phelps Alvazez, who left Westboro in 2009 after becoming disenchanted with some of its radical beliefs, told the Star on Wednesday that Megan and Grace had been staying at the Lawrence home she shares with her husband. Megan had emerged in recent years as the face of the church during a time when the group's notoriety seemed to swell. She handled many of the various media requests that came pouring in and was active in social media. She also made regular appearances on Alfentra's Big Fat Morning Buzz. One of Kansas City's most popular morning shows, apparently.
Wow.
The interview with the Star in 2011, she spoke excitedly about the work she was doing as part of the church. She began handling some of her duties once carried by her mother, Shirley Phelps Roper, and called her membership in the group a great blessing and privilege. After her defection became known on Wednesday, she told The Star, "We really appreciated the supportive words people have shared with us today. The environment we grew up in was very us versus them. It's been nice to see that them have been overwhelmingly kind, as we kind of hoped and suspected." Alvazar said Wednesday that she invited Megan and Grace to live with her after Megan contacted her about the possibility of leaving the church last fall. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to kind of skim through because this is a very long article.
Yeah.
She started to question the church place cards that said death penalty for fags and fags can't repent. And she began to feel that they didn't make sense. Drain said Wednesday that Megan was calling God a liar. They now consider us betrayers and we are cut off from their lives, but we know that they are well intentioned, the statement says. We will never not love them. Wow, that's kind of weird.
Kind of hypocritical in the beginning. We weren't having any contact with them, but
yeah, she's saying so. They now consider us betrayers, and we are cut off from their lives. But we know they are well-intentioned, the statement said. Yeah. We will never not love them. You're never not going to love your family. Like, how does a father not love his son, even if he goes out and kills somebody? Like, you still love your kids. I agree with that. But what I'm having a little, it is seem a little bit hypocritical. Maybe they're saying they are well-intentioned is just how they're bringing those intentions across by, I don't know. That's hard to say. More people are leaving the Westboro Baptists. That's
kind of what ultimately needs to happen. I mean, an example of that is, and we talked about it earlier a little bit, the Catholic Church. I mean, since everything happened with all their priests getting busted, playing with little boys and altar boys and all, and some little girls, mainly boys, but little girls too, their membership has plummeted. I mean, they've lost
the Westboro?
No, the Catholic Church.
Oh, the Catholic Church, yes. Because
people just
so
quit showing up. Yeah. They quit being involved. And I think that is one wonderful thing about the freedom we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that, we have, in some ways, and I guess you got to cross that line. You wonder, do we have the right to go in like we did in Waco? Well, to our knowledge, Westboro, although they did show Phelps in one of his little films, he does teach bearing arms, and all of his members do need to know how to operate assault weapons. So I'm sure they are watched.
Well, that's in case they got to, hunt for food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sure that the FBI is probably watching them.
I would.
But it's almost got to a point where I think in some ways Waco was a oops or a mistake because it's kind of been proven we kind of did the first, our meaning we, meaning the U.S. government, fired the first shot. It wasn't them. So that was kind of wrong there. But you can't really curb them. They have freedom of speech just like we do. But do they have freedom to protest funerals? Kind of pushing that a little far.
Well, you cannot say that we have the right to protest and they don't have the right to protest.
I know, but
just because we may have a little bit more taste.
They have the right.
They
just have no taste. And I think people just leave them and ignore them and that's
they're not ignoring them. They're stopping them themselves. Like you said, those police and those bikers and everybody else trying to stop them fuckers.
There's enough good people that the nutcases will get stopped.
Yeah.
And now their word is out. I mean, like you said, even the bikers. I mean, I think that's so great because it's like, who's going to fuck with the bikers?
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, the thing is,
they wouldn't mind stomping
but
them,
There was another comment. Puff Kalen says, they don't want to turn them into martyrs, which is true. Right? I mean, that's always that fine line.
Well, what happened with the school? They didn't even show up then. That's what ended up happening.
They did show up.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, I don't think they did.
No?
I mean, if they did, there was nothing said about it. I didn't read anything about it.
I'm going to have to go. We'll check into that.
Yeah, I think they just chickened out is what happened. But it is amazing when they say they get their money, which I never heard. There are a bunch of attorneys, and they'll go ahead and they'll sue somebody, and they take that money and then use it to do a protest. Mm-hmm. Then they go to a restaurant and slip and fall and sue somebody because they're all a bunch of lawyers.
We don't know that. You're making an
assumption.
That's
kind of what they said in that article. We don't know it, but that's what it said. But interesting.
That's funny. So, all right. Well, it's been an interesting show. It's kind of been a real heavy show this week. Just a lot of really kind of heavy stuff in the news and that, and it just, I think
other than you all have a new great song to listen to. I think that's great. Hope you all save that link to YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good one. The YouTube link of the Cartman song. We got Boy Neil's birthday next Saturday. It is being held at the House of Comedy here in Niagara Falls. If you're interested in joining us, you can come to the just the actual comedy show at it's $15, I think.
I think it starts at 9, you said?
So. I think it's 9. You want to be there by 8:30 to buy me a drink, so.
I'm sure I'm going to get blasted somehow.
I said me a drink, not you. It's not about
No, I'm not getting blasted, sir. I'm going to get, like, picked on or something. You know?
Yeah. Well, probably a little bit. We'll see. And, yeah, so there's, like I said, about 9 of us will be doing dinner, and then a few more are going to be coming after to hang out with us for the show.
I think we need to have a tailgate party.
What the hell?
Well, the booze is so expensive inside, so we could have a tailgate party, too.
Well,
it's a comedy show.
I have to go outside and pee.
Right.
Just to get flasks. Oh, my God.
You've never done a tailgate party in a bar parking lot, sir?
You have. I've done a tailgate party.
I've done them.
At a funeral home.
Yes, I have, too.
Yeah.
My first boyfriend, when his father died, the first thing he said, well, Neil, and they were all Irish, and it's like, well, you got to help. We got to go get this, this, and this. We got to set up the tailgate. We got to make Jello shots. I said, what's all this for? Oh, tailgate party. It's always behind the funeral home. And sure enough, the whole wake and everything behind the funeral home was the tailgate party going on.
Yeah, when Joel's...
We were hammered all week.
Oh, God. When Joel's... I think it was his mom passed. I did. Sheila just got the cooler and got some cups and the rye and the glasses, and we just went. Joel came in to talk to the park and like, oh, get the fuck.
Oh no, we had shots. Open it up. We had shots.
Oh yeah, no,
we had it all. But they're Irish.
They're Irish. That was a wake, Boy Neil.
An Irish wake.
All right. Well, you have been listening to House of MNSM. We are going to post the link one more time for this Eric Cartman Poker Face song for me, please. It's been a lot of fun. We so appreciate you guys spending the Sunday evening with us. If you guys have any ideas for things you want us to talk about or stuff that you want us to, you know, to pull on air and that, we'd be more than happy to. Send us an email at houseofmnsm.com. And, you know, we'll look it over. There's also a donate button here if you want to go ahead and click it. We're not going to mind too much. So kind of help.
One second, I just got booted here. So
did you? That's all right. You're coming back.
I booted myself, actually. But.
Good job, boy. Now. All right. So before we go again, we are for sure going to post that.
Here we go.
It's being posted right now. Anyways, it has been our pleasure to talk to you all this evening. And
Yes, it is.
We will see Saturday. And if not, play safe, everybody. We'll talk next Sunday.
An emotional night because Master Noel's being a bitch. Comes naturally to him.
How deep do I go into this?
I didn't get the answer I wanted. Like, would you like a blowjob?
I would never call you.
No, you won't even give me a fucking ring. Sink looks fabulous where it is now. I love you.
Oh, wow.
And actually, we're broadcasting from our dungeon. This show is about all kinds of education.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be judged. And we're going to talk,
trying to change people's mind. I believe that everybody's kink deserves to be respected.
We are not psychiatrists, psychologists.
No. Being a boy is more than just being submissive, I feel. It has to be a truly symbiotic relationship for it to work. Leather man or leather sir or leather master or leather boy is supposed to pass on their leather.
The lady on the other end goes, do you know that's called kidnapping?
Yes.
I said, well, maybe you better get here soon.
I'm horny now.
Wolf and hello, everybody. Welcome to another weekend. Why is that shock, everyone?
No drinking and bus riding.
No, I said no drinking and driving. We were not driving the bus.
At first, you had the look on your face like, oh, shit, the toilet crashed. You did think that. So did I, Master.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.